8 or 9 years ago, I created something that I shared on the blog, and it had a really positive reaction. One reader insisted that I should share it every year on the blog, that it needs to be implemented, and the only way to do that is to keep it alive on a blog that at that time almost nobody read. So I did, today I'm going to talk about it on the podcast instead of on the blog. It's called Wednesday Night Football. I think you know where I'm going with it, but it's more complicated than that. More complex. I don't know what to call it. There's three issues at play. One is the NFL needs to make money. So for the NFL to make money, adding another nationally televised game each week would be one way to do it. Extending the season by 1 week would be another way to do it. They've been trying that by adding another game. Players Association is resisting for all the right reasons. But an extra week of football would actually have a net positive, in all likelihood for the NFL. The second, issue that this Wednesday Night Football would solve is more quality in nationally televised games. And by that, I mean you have a lot of Thursday night games that most of America doesn't care about because it features two teams that don't often play against each other. Maybe it's been 3 years since they've played. There's not a lot of rivalry. So week one, you get usually a great game, and a few other times during the season, you might get a good rivalry, based game. A lot of times it's just two random teams thrown together. Thanksgiving is one exception to that too. Great games usually. And at the same time, sometimes random teams, but everyone's watching because it's Thanksgiving. So how do you get more rivalries on nationally televised games? And finally, the biggest issue for me, because I'm, fantasy football manager, I'm pro player when it comes right down to it. The players are the ones that are driving my interest in fantasy football more than anything else. And we have a lot of cases where a player will get hurt on Sunday, and if they were playing the next Sunday, they would probably play. Or if they had a bye week, they'd probably be fine for the next game. But if they play that Thursday, forget it. Particularly if they're in the concussion protocol, there's no way they can pass a concussion protocol from Sunday to Thursday. It just doesn't work for all the right reasons. So you have circumstances every season where good or great players are not playing on Thursday because of this. And you have situations where, and I've talked about this before on the blog many times, and I think a couple times on the podcast, sometimes starting running backs are held back on Sunday when they go on to play on Thursday because the head coach realizes, well, I don't want to turn my running back loose for 25 touches when we have a, division rival come into town on Thursday. We need them fresh for that game. Let's give them 12 touches if we can make it work with our backups. And then let's turn them loose on Thursday. So you're not getting the same quality of play necessarily in one of those games. And if they get turned loose on Sunday, maybe they don't play as much on Thursday. So there's a lot of issues with the 4 day turnaround. And I've talked about that a lot. Wednesday Night Football would try to solve all three of those issues of giving the NFL more revenue, which they're happy about, creating more nationally televised rivalry games instead of random games, and also minimizing the risk of re-injury and or ensuring that players play more games because they have those breaks that are necessary to heal up. Wednesday Night Football would be essentially a game between two divisional rivals. So let's take the NFC North as an example. You might have in week three the Vikings against the Lions and on Wednesday, and then on Thursday, you might get the Bears against the Packers. So the NFC North would dominate those weeknights, Wednesday and Thursday. One game on Wednesday, one game on Thursday. And you might be asking, wait a second, but they're playing on Wednesday, on the previous Sunday. They're only getting 3 or 4 days rest. That's ridiculous. So the idea behind this is whatever team, whatever division is playing that Wednesday and Thursday gets the previous week off. That's one of their bye weeks. So in that scenario, in week two, the NFC North would get a bye. And then in week three, they'd play Wednesday and Thursday Night Football. You might argue justifiably that week two is too early to have a bye week. The idea is that the bye weeks would rotate each year. so that, you know, each division across 8 years would have a chance to have the first bye week and then the second bye week and the third bye week and so on. The bye weeks would run through week 17 or week 16, I think it is. With the final Wednesday, Thursday night football games, going to week 17, there would be a week 19. Why? Because there would be two bye weeks per team. That's the way to make it work. You would have Thanksgiving, where in the week leading up to Thanksgiving, that previous weekend, you would have two divisions on bye. So that way you could have three games on Thursday, just like regular, and you could also have a game Wednesday night. Or they could, you know, keep the Friday night, whatever they want to do. But the point is you would have four games that week featuring four divisional rivalry matchups, eight teams, all facing off within their division. This would also ensure that the only times you play a divisional rival would be on long rest. Isn't that a fairer way to do things where you're coming off a bye rather than you play a team on Sunday and then you might play a divisional rival on Thursday or that next Sunday where you might have a player that's hurt that can't play? Why not give them that extra rest in an all-important divisional matchup? So that's essentially Wednesday night football. It's not complicated, but it does solve three essential issues: the idea of the NFL wanting to make money, the idea of more better quality games in terms of matchups where that more people care about, and also better quality games in terms of players who are healthier or who, you know, essentially are not coming off short rest. Every year I talk about this on the blogs. First time I'm doing it on the podcast. If you have reactions, feel free to email me. Again, I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog. You can email me anytime on this or any other subject. We'll see you tomorrow.